When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Samantha says, hey, Ben and Kelly, writing to seek advice and support regarding a recent upsetting incident involving my best friend. We'll call her Jessica.
Wow.
Recently, my husband and sister spent 3 months meticulously planning a surprise 30th birthday party for me. I had absolutely no inkling of the celebration until a week before the big day.
Mm.
To my dismay, Jessica, whom I've considered my closest friend for over a decade, called me out of the blue and completely spoiled the surprise. She told me all the details of the party, claiming she couldn't bear to see me show up underprepared.
Mm.
Now, that kind of left me speechless, deeply disappointed. At the party, I pretended to be surprised, but I couldn't even bring myself to acknowledge her. Instead, she approached me with a flippant remark about doing me a favor about divulging the secret. Needless to say, her behavior has caused a significant rift in our friendship. And now I'm struggling to come to terms with that kind of betrayal, and I find it challenging to even consider reconciling with her. Am I overreacting? Should I cut ties? Or is there a way to salvage the friendship?
Mm.
I appreciate any advice.
I mean, was it a surprise 30th birthday party where they're going to take you to a different country and you need to be packed and have a passport?
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, if not, then let's... Okay. Maybe that's more directed towards, quote, Jessica than Samantha.
Yeah, here's the only thing I'm thinking is in her mind, maybe she was afraid that Samantha was going to be like running around town in sweats and, you know, was not going to look cute. And she knew that she'd want to look cute in that kind of a setting. And she just wanted to make sure that she was prepared for a bunch of people to be looking at her.
So
maybe. I don't know.
So if I'm reading this right, Samantha's best friend is projecting her own worry and insecurities
maybe
on her.
Now, I feel like Jessica would have said that, though, like, hey, I know that you would want to make sure that you're looking on point, that you're polished when you're put in that situation. So I wanted you to know and be prepared.
I feel like there are ways to prepare your friend without giving all the information.
Well, yes. And
like,
I feel
if you want her to look cute and put
sisters.
Together. Yeah, if you want her to look cute and put together, just be like, hey, you know what? Why don't you make up a lie and
right.
say, hey, I want to do something for you. Let's go out and have fun and
Especially if she was part of getting her there.
Right.
If Jessica was a part of getting her there. Or just to make sure, it's like, trust the husband and the sisters to know that, okay, she's probably not going to want to show up to a party in sweats. So we got to make sure that there's a good, like, story so that she's appropriate for when this surprise goes down. That's the part that I think Samantha is most upset about. Is like, couldn't you have trusted my husband and sisters
right.
to make sure all of that would have been taken care of?
I mean, perfect example of this. I remember my wife asked me to wear a suit to work one day, and I was like, why? And she was like, I just want you to. I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean,
that's not suspicious or anything.
I just said, okay. But I didn't know that she had gotten in touch with you and you renewed our vows.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that was a little more difficult.
But I was.
It still worked, though.
But I was, and I literally
and I
show
didn't
up.
I have to tell you.
I know. I literally show up and you're like, why are you wearing a suit? I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
They're just throwing you off.
I know. I'm just like, I don't know. I just did it.
Wow, you look fancy today. I feel underdressed.
Anyways, hey, tell me. Okay, so how was. I guess there's a couple things here. You know, yeah, have you been in this situation, and what would you tell, based on your story, Samantha, and how to get over this? Because I don't want you to blame
Samantha for being mad about it.
Yeah, I don't want you to ruin a friendship over this, though, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And then, you know, if you have a story of how a huge surprise was ruined for you, would love to hear that, too. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. This is Group Therapy. Group Therapy, Samantha's surprise birthday party was ruined because her best friend spoiled it by telling her all the details, saying she couldn't bear to see her underprepared. Now Samantha's a bit hurt, upset, having a hard time reconciling with her. How can she salvage the friendship, or should she even?
Exactly. So many people are pointing to Jessica, the friend, being jealous. She literally stole her thunder. Sounds like it wasn't about her, so she ruined it. She could have been the decoy. Hey, girl, nice dress. We're going to a fancy dinner. Right. But no.
Right.
Justin's like, revenge is best served cold. I would bide my time, then ruin her upcoming engagement, gender reveal, promotion at work, whatever. Surprise will not be in her life anymore.
Couple people shared how a surprise was ruined for them. Got a message, texted this girl asking her about her birthday party on a Tuesday. Turns out it was a surprise birthday, but nobody told me.
Oh, no. Well, see, that's accidental.
That is accidental. Another one, out with some coworkers and friends at a brewery. And at one point, one of the girls insisted she didn't want a beer. And I jokingly said, why are you pregnant?
Oh, no.
And she got real smug and revealed, had to reveal to everyone, saying in a very in-your-face kind of way, as a matter of fact, I am.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is stealing big thunder. And
yeah,
maybe
right?
At a time she didn't want to reveal that. There's like timing with that one.
Yeah, that's tough when you are trying to hide a pregnancy and then you get invited to these social occasions where drinking is, you know, expected.
Yeah, let's not throw that accusation at anyone, especially if that's not what they want to talk about just yet. Just yet. Oh.
Okay, yeah. You know, it is interesting because I was originally saying to Samantha, well, don't ruin a friendship over this. But there are a lot of people that are like, you know what? Maybe you're seeing who this person really is and that she's jealous of you and maybe a toxic person and not to be around.
Yeah, so many people are pointing that. There's not a lot of people that are like, nah, no big deal, talk about it. Now, there is, you know, one person that's saying, well, Melanie says I'd tell her what she did. I'd tell everybody what she did. I'd also let her know that you think what she did is terms for cutting ties. Apparently, she hasn't been the best friend you needed or want.
I don't know if I would do that because then that ruins it for everyone else.
Yes. Because, yeah, I mean, that we tell everybody what she did.
I was going to say that then you make everyone else feel bad. And,
yes,
and,
they worked really hard and they feel like they pulled off an amazing surprise because apparently Samantha was a really good actress. And I think we leave it at that.
Hey, could you give me your, oh my gosh, it's a surprise, like faked surprise expression?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, oh, seriously? Oh my gosh. Stop it. What, did you hit record? You're going to, oh, God. Why do I walk into your traps all the time?
Do you want to hear the audio Kelly made when she first saw a man naked? Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, oh, seriously? Oh, my gosh. Makes it sound like I'm saying lots of guys naked.
I know, right? Wait a minute. How was that first time, Kelly?
I don't think I like this game. Oh, guys, oh, seriously? Oh, my gosh. I really hate you.
Well. All right. moving on. So, Samantha, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we have a resolution here, but just a, there are a lot of avenues with which you could go. I still don't think you necessarily, like, if you liked her before this, you know, I still think that there's reason to maybe not ruin the friendship, but
if
yeah.
Your friendship was solid before,
yeah.
Just again, maybe have another conversation and just tell her how disappointed and upset you still are about that.
Yeah, because, and if you're best friends, you should be able to talk to her like that.
Yes, but also Jessica needs to understand that she robbed you of a huge experience,
yep.
Like, you know, that kind of surprise and knowing all the work that went into it. She needs to understand, like, she still thinks that she did her a favor.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to, you need to make her understand.
You didn't do me a favor.
Exactly. Right. That you're upset about it and you wish that you would have been able to have the experience of being surprised.
All right. Samantha, yeah. Good luck. Happy 30, dirty 30. Yeah, dirty 30.
Yeah, you look good, girl.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop.
You guys. Oh, seriously? Oh, my gosh.
I hate you. Really.
All right. That is group therapy.